Blaming Russia and WikiLeaks for 2016 loss to Trump. DNC files lawsuit riddled with crazy and dangerous theories. Common Dreams. Press freedom advocates denounced the claims advanced in the suit, arguing they would implicate journalists and newspapers that report on or publish classified information. 18. Months after their crushing defeat at the hands of a game show host, Democrats have still published no public autopsy about why they lost or have collapsed at all levels. They did, though, just file a lawsuit blaming Russia and WikiLeaks for their loss. It is hard to put into words how insane and self-destructive it is for any journalist to cheer the DNC's theory that someone can be liable by publishing or disclosing someone else's secret information. Glenn Greenwald, The Intercept. That was how The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald reacted to news on Friday that the Democratic National Committee, DNC, is suing the Russian government, Donald Trump's presidential campaign, and WikiLeaks over what it claims was a far-reaching conspiracy to damage Hillary Clinton and hand the 2016 election to Trump. Particularly alarming, say free speech advocates and journalists, are the DNC's claims against WikiLeaks, which is accused of economic espionage for publishing a trove of hacked emails from the DNC and Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. Trevor Tim, executive director of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, denounced some of these theories in the DNC lawsuit against WikiLeaks as crazy, as they would implicate journalists and newspapers that report on or publish classified information. I know Assange is unpopular, but I hope everyone can see some of these theories in the DNC lawsuit against WikiLeaks are crazy. If it actually was accepted by a judge, jury, countless journalists would be liable for all sorts of campaign-related reporting in the future. pic.twitter.com/y1904uxel. Trevor Tim, at Trevor Tim, April 20, 2018. Echoing Tim's critique, Greenwald argued, "It is hard to put into words how insane and self-destructive it is for any journalist to cheer the DNC's theory that someone can be liable by publishing or disclosing someone else's secret information. If DNC can sue WikiLeaks for publishing misappropriated docs that hurt its cause, can the NSA sue The Guardian and Wash Post for publishing their misappropriated documents? Can Trump sue NYT and Maddow for publishing his misappropriated tax returns? Seems like a dangerous theory." Glenn Greenwald, at G. Greenwald, April 20, 2018. When a commenter responded that there is a distinction to be made between publishing stolen material and publishing leaks, Greenwald responded, "Could you explain the difference to me? Were the Pentagon Papers stolen or leaked? How about the Snowden documents? How about Trump's tax returns? How about the tax returns of Donald Trump's that the NYT and Maddow disclosed without his permission or consent, and which the law bars anyone from disclosing? Would you approve of Trump suing the NYT and MSNBC for disclosing that?" Glenn Greenwald, at G. Greenwald, April 20, 2018. In a tweet on Friday, WikiLeaks itself responded to the lawsuit, writing that, as an accurate publisher of newsworthy information, WikiLeaks is constitutionally protected from such suits. In addition to the potential legal holes in the DNC's arguments and the dangerous implications of the multi-million dollar lawsuit's claims, critics also slammed the suit on pragmatic political grounds, arguing that the Democratic Party should be focusing its resources on taking back Congress with midterms rapidly approaching. It has been 17 months since the 2016 election. Democrats have just 7 months to try to flip the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, Splinter's Emma Roller noted in an article on Friday. Investing in getting out the vote for the millions of Americans who stayed home on Election Day 2016 is an infinitely better use of the DNC's time and money than this lawsuit is. Throwing more lawsuits and more money at the problem will never change what happened on November 8, 2016. Featured image. Democratic National Party Chairman Tom Perez speaks as about 300 people rally to protest against President Donald Trump's firing of Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey outside the White House May 10, 2017 in Washington, D.C. Photo. Chip Samodvilla, Getty Images. By Jake Johnson. Staff writer, Common Dreams. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.